This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Recuperate on 92.7 FM, ROFM, your community access radio station. I'm flying kind of partially solo. Katie is at home with a sick child, but she is going to join me via video link. We just have to wait for that to happen. So I thought today
she needs
on
to
the
speak.
She needs to speak, exactly. So she needs to speak. So Katie, if you're listening, you need to speak, and then this video thing will click in. In the meantime,
can you hear me?
I'm just waiting for her to confirm that she's doing as she's
there
told.
She
there she is. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, can we hear you? We can't hear her. Why is that?
I don't know.
Just bear with. Yeah. We're just struggling.
Can she talk a little more?
Could you do lots of
talking,
Katie?
Can you hear me? Yeah, hi, it's Katie here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We don't hear her.
And we can't see her now either.
We could just call her, couldn't I, on
yeah,
the phone?
She should be... It's on her end, so because that the video link works. It works.
Okay, yes,
so
it works because she was there.
She needs to put either something is on... tell me. On silence on
yes.
the laptop maybe
okay.
or something.
Check your settings.
On
can you hear me now?
Microphone settings.
On your laptop. This is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Check settings on your laptop. All right.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Shall just I just burble on
go.
For a bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on today's show, we don't have any guests. Well, obviously we have Veronica being awesome in the technical department. But I have got lots to say. So we were going to postpone today's show, but I thought no, let's keep going because that's who we are. We're still no word from Katie, but that's okay. We're just gonna box on, we're just gonna keep going. Katie is gonna send me a playlist. Absolutely. Ah, oh, there she is. Can you hear us?
She needs to, there's something to do with her phone and her computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently it's all your fault, Katie, that we can't hear you. Oh, she's gone again. That's a shame. Why does that
because
keep happening?
She doesn't speak. She needs to speak.
Oh, okay.
Loads and loads.
All right. Okay. You need to speak. All right. So, okay.
Anywho.
You need to speak loads and loads. Need to speak loads and loads. What's that about then, Veronica? How does this system work? Do you know?
Oh.
No. Okay.
It just is a video. I'm not very 100% sure how it works because that's all to do with Toby. But I know that as soon as somebody you send a link,
yeah,
then it connects directly to the system here.
Right. Okay.
And then the problem is with the system and the cameras is, as per usual, you cannot just say,
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Nice.
Hi.
You have
Hello.
To speak more. So okay. you have to say. Hi, I'm Veronica, and I'm here, and this is nice, and I love this place. And
hi, it's Katie, I'm here, and
so
it is
nice.
Nice.
And what a shame, and
yeah.
you know, talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and yeah. then it will
I'm talking
eventually.
So bad.
But what I believe is...
Hi, there, yeah. hello, hello, hello.
Got either, you know, sometimes you can mute
yes.
your microphones
yes.
or mute your volume or mute
okay.
some sort of audio things into your laptop.
Right.
And that can happen. And I think that's what is happening to Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might just call her on the phone.
I think so too.
Yeah.
yeah. Way better.
Okay. I
connect. So I suppose you can connect that phone to the system?
Yes.
So that people can hear her?
I will do that too, yeah.
And then you need to wear headphones.
Okay. I need to wear headphones. That is exactly yeah. right.
So maybe put a song.
I will put on a song. Hang on. All right, I'm going to put on a song. I'm just going to connect to the Bluetooth, and I'm just going to play any old song. I haven't got my Katie playlist yet. Where do I keep Spotify? Here we go. What was I listening to last time? It was probably something like The Darkness.
I'll play something with Coldplay at the moment. They're in Auckland.
Oh, such you are just so on the money.
Yeah,
I was meant to go to that.
Did you?
I was meant to be there today.
Right.
But it just didn't, we just couldn't make it happen.
Oh, Marina
yeah.
went.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
Oh, there
and you
go.
There's this song that's called Para, Para, and I've been singing her all this week.
Oh.
I've been annoying her all week, and so she videoed when they sung the song.
Oh, well, I'm very jealous. Well, should we play Hymn for the Weekend then?
Okay.
Given that it's beginning of the weekend, let's give this a go. All right. Oh, that's a nice start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Microphone off.
Wasn't that nice? Welcome back to Recuperate with me, Lucy Cooper, in a bit of a fluff and a fangle, but we're totally going to get this act back together and this show on the road. I'm going to call Katie right now. We have had what we like to call in the trade technical issues, but actually we've been fairly lucky lately in that we haven't had many of those. So it's been quite nice to visit the old ways. Here we go. Oh, no, hang on. I'll do it like this. Okay, hopefully everybody can hear everybody and we're all going to be good.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Kia ora.
Good.
How's it going?
Thanks for that. Sorry, technical problems my end, but all is well. I'm outside and you can probably hear the birdies.
Oh, look, well, that's lovely because that track started with birdies too.
It did. Which one did you play?
It was Coldplay's Him for the Weekend.
Lovely.
I was meant to go to that. Coldplay.
I know.
Yeah.
And I put a special Coldplay song on my playlist just for you.
Oh, you are an angel. Thank you so much. I don't know how I'm going to work the playing songs from my phone and speaking to you at the same time, but I guess that's what the computer to the right of me is for yeah. playing music. And how have you been?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a bit of a week, but I've had a very cultural week, and that's what I was excited to tell you all about.
Go on then.
Well, no, first of all, were you at the Spark Business Awards last night?
The Spark Business Awards?
Yes, because Why Waste got a gong.
Yes. It was the Wairarapa Business Awards, and we have to give a big shout out to our friends Victoria and Laura at Why Waste, who's the food rescue, amazing operation in Masterton, and they won the Business Wairarapa Masterton Trust Lands Trust Not-for-Profit Award last night. Incredible achievement, because they do some awesome mahi down there. And yes, I am now part of that amazing crew. So I'm the new fruit coordinator.
I love the fact you coordinate fruit.
I do. It's running, we're starting up a pilot project. So we're looking initially into the Masterton regional area. And because we've received money from the Masterton District Council to try this pilot project. So we're just looking for anybody who has excess fruit in their garden or orchards or small farm holdings or lifestyle blocks, anyone who has excess fruit that we can move through our amazing distribution channels that have been set up already so ably, and we're always getting more, so there's always a need, and it's just a shame to see amazing fruit go to waste.
Isn't
and in a place
it?
Like Masterton where practically everybody has something in their garden that could be of use. So, yes, ring or email or drop us a line on the Facebook page of Why Waste. And there's also a Fruit Rescue Why Waste page. And the email, just quickly, is fruitrescue@whywaste.org.nz. Or you can text or ring the fruit hotline, which is 0204-368-204. It's 0204-368-204.
You have got a fruit hotline.
Ask caller before calling.
That is so cool. I want a fruit hotline. Have you had anyone call the fruit hotline yet?
No, not yet, but please ring. Callers are waiting to assist you with your fruit emergency. And yeah, you can pick the fruit and we can pick it up on one of our daily rounds. We've got two amazing electrical powered vans from Why Waste, and they go around and pick up stuff from already established places like supermarkets and farms and stuff.
Yeah.
So we can arrange for collection, we can arrange for someone to come and pick it for you if that's an issue.
So
see what we can get started.
And the fruit, because Why Waste doesn't give directly to people, it gives to people through organisations, doesn't it? So
that's right.
Will people like Community Kitchen and the food bank be using some of this fruit for
Definitely. So always get a bit of produce coming through from supermarkets and other areas and private donations.
Okay.
But this will be looking at more the bulk fruit that we can add to all of the packets of food that go out to different organisations that Why Waste supports. And there's a lot, there's over 30, so it's going to be amazing if we can start getting some of that stuff that's going to waste through to people who can use it.
You are the most excellent fruit ambassador. You are so kind of tight on your message. It's excellent. It's so cool. I love it.
I've just procured a fruit seasonal fruit calendar because I'm more plants and vegetables rather than fruit. So
okay.
The season's coming up for stone fruit. For citrus is kind of theme, but it's still going. Stone fruit's going to be big. God, we can take grapes. We can take anything.
Yes. Oh, so, my gosh.
Yes. Give us a call on the Fruit Rescue Hotline.
That number again.
Will be of, yes, 0204. 368-204 or email us at fruitrescue@ywaste.org.nz, or you can just contact the Why Waste team and they'll connect you with me.
Oh, Katie, I love it. I love it. I love it. You just have occupied that space so beautifully. Well done. Cup high. Well, I look forward to you keeping us to date with the with fruit over the coming months.
Yes, and congratulations to the Why Waste team, because that's amazing recognition and acknowledgement of all the amazing work that Vic and her team have been doing, making connections in the community.
Yeah. From an outsider looking in, you know, it's been the, you know, obviously the food banks have always been there, but the, you know, the Why Waste has been quite a constant kind of solid organised thread, you know, through food rescue in our region. I think they just do a great job, and I love the fact they've got electric vans, like walking the talk, you know, the whole
amazing. And they're also connected to AFRA, which is the New Zealand wide food association that brings them bulk things that have been purchased, like milk powder, and I don't know, there was a delivery of Whittaker's chocolate. They've got a pallet of I can't remember what flavour it is, but things that get distributed nationally. So Why Waste is now a great presence in Wairarapa to be able to distribute that through to the network. So
that's great.
It's working on all levels. It's pretty cool.
Totally. Gosh. So it's been keeping you busy, by the sounds.
Yes, it has.
Yes. and you've given us a great playlist. Should we have a little bit of a music break?
Yeah, I would love to play this guy in honour of Coldplay arriving to the shores of Aotearoa and starting their concert with a haka, acknowledging that the land they're about to play on was pretty cool. Did you see?
No, I did not see that opening? No, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And so this is a playlist that I put together. It's a bit eclectic today, because there's all sorts of news and views and things going on and all the things that you've been doing. But this is a guy called Evan Jacobson, who is people who follow TikTok might know of him. He's a saxophonist, a saxophone player. He's very, very good, and he's a beautiful singer too. But he started up this kind of thing that's gone wild on TikTok called adding saxophone solos to songs that don't need it. And so he's added a beautiful saxophone solo that he thinks is not needed, but I think does quite well, to a Coldplay song called Sparks. You might know the Coldplay song Sparks. So
awesome. I'm just going to press. Yeah, I'm going to press play. All right.
See what you think.
And you can stay on the line because I've managed to work all the equipment, so don't go away.
Well done, you.
Okay, see you in a minute.
Bye.
Bye. that was beautiful. That was very nice.
What do you think?
Yeah, oh, that's just so lovely.
That kind of works, doesn't it?
It really works. I think that was totally a song that needed a sax solo.
Yeah, he's got lots. So if anyone wants to check it out, that's his little shtick, musical shtick, but it's kind of cool. He's a great saxophonist. So
well, he's clearly got all the all the talent and the skill necessary to carry that off in a non-ironic.
He's got musical chops.
Yeah, totally. Oh, good stuff. Well, this is Recuperate on 92.7 FM, Arrow FM, your community access radio station. It's been a while, Katie, and we've had election results and everything since we were last in the studio. I don't know about you, but so I was, you know, I did focus quite a bit on the American election as it was gearing up, and I did hold out some hope for Kamala Harris, and now I can barely listen to the news when anything American comes on. It's just too painful. I'm still processing.
I've avoided it myself. I'm stuck in my own little bubble of women especially who didn't want Trump to get back into power. So yeah really disappointing result.
Very.
But I don't know. And watching all the he's filling his cabinet, or I'm not sure what they call it in America, you know, his positions, and just like Elon Musk.
Oh.
What? This guy, the Fox News presenter who is the state of
the telly? Yeah,
it's just insane,
isn't it? I was listening to Simon Marks. Is it the American correspondent who's just brilliant on RNZ? And he was going, and now he's got someone he just got off the telly. It was brilliant. I thought that's nailed it completely. It's pretty horrific. And I guess now I'm in this sort of weird, joyous watching a car crash, you know, kind of phase now, where I'm just thinking, it's all going to go horribly wrong, and I'm just kind of looking on with this kind of horror and fascination, and I'm occupying that space because poor Isla, my 15-year-old daughter, she was like devastated, and I was, you know, how do you help young people who have got maybe values in a different space than Donald Trump? How do you help them navigate this in an already complex world? And I was trying to say, well, now we just have to maybe just be curious, you know. And
I think, curious bystander and get down to grassroots stuff, because you'd like to think we're isolated enough in Aotearoa it won't affect us.
Yes.
But it will, because we're a global community, and, I mean, people are already looking. Some realty company, I forget, who was on the radio saying that they had a huge spike in people from America because they can locate what states people are looking at property to buy in New Zealand to immigrate, presumably. They can pinpoint from what states the people are looking. So all of the blue states, California, obviously, people are wanting to get out because it's not an understatement to say that things might get very uncomfortable for certain people in society.
Yes.
And people who, I just can't understand that people who are directly going to be affected by the policies and things that will come from this Trump government voted for it.
Yeah.
I do not understand the mentality.
No. No,
so, yes, curious bystander, but get down to grassroots stuff to help you. And answer to Isla and anyone else who's feeling despondent.
Yeah.
Take action here and
let the same thing happen that's
happening in America happen in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I love that, you know, kind of bringing it back to basics, kind of focusing on our own backyard for a little while the larger playground kind of implodes. I think that's a neat tactic. I've been distracting myself with culture. That's what I've been doing. I'm so excited to tell you. So three things I have been exposed to this week, which have just blown my mind, and in a kind of ongoing way, right? So the first, I've got a podcast, a film, and a show. What one would you like me to start with?
Let's start with the podcast, because I need some new wikis.
Okay. It's called, it's been around for a long time. I'm very late to the party. And a shout out to Jenny Williams, a friend in our friend in Greytown, for putting this onto me, or putting me onto this. The rest is history.
Yes.
Have you listened?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love it. I cannot get enough. So two guys, Dominic and Tom, both heavy hitters in that kind of history space. They really do know what they're talking about. Tom Holland, not the actor, is very well known for his books. I don't know Dominic, don't know his surname, haven't even looked. I'm just enthralled with both of them. I don't know his oeuvre, but just brilliant conversation, deep dives, the deepest of dives. So I started with the Titanic.
Yep.
And that was, I think, 8 episodes on the Titanic. And what I love about the way they deliver history is its focus on the people, you know, and the things that make people tick. So their failings, their love lives, their, you know, their eccentricities, their strengths, their weaknesses. And so you start to look at history through a really human lens, which I think is sometimes lacking and puts people off history because it seems to be all about documents and, you know, dates. Well, this is about, you know, people. I'm just at the moment. So I did the Titanic. Then I went on to the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which was the, you know, the trigger for the First World War. And now I'm on the First World War, the start of the First World War. So this is like, it's got to be about 20 hours I've consumed in about 5, you know, like I'm just voracious. And, you know, because I do like a deep dive, you know, so I've now got, it's put me onto a book by Tim Butcher called The Trigger, which is exploring the life and times of the assassin of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand. He was 19 when he shot, when he did the assassination. So, and he had a pretty, so it's a short life leading up to that. And he was dead 2 years later. So, you know, for and a fairly not innocuous, but like almost the way he had the propensities of many a typical teenager, disaffected youth, you know, intelligent, but, you know, lacking some probably EQ, you know, fired up, disenfranchised, you know, all these things that we often see around us, you know, from other young people, you know, that's a thing. But just really kind of making it a humane lens, and then just getting my head around the First World War. I mean, the beginnings of the First World War were so kind of nebulous for so many who ended up being involved. You know, unlike, say, the Second World War, where there was definitely kind of this kind of good evil binary, and the Cold War, where again you've kind of got communists versus the rest of the world. The First World War kind of lacks that kind of binary thing that you know more people could kind of purchase into. It was a really hard sell, to is my understanding, to kind of get people to kind of get what it was all about. Why are we going to war for a dude in an ostrich feathered cap, you know, got shot in a country far away? I'm just so gripped. It's really opened my mind. It makes me want to read more, talk more, you know, converse more. Yeah. I'm just in love. I'm in love with this podcast. I'm in love with the concept of history. I'm in love with the whole thing. You speak now.
Well, you might be excited to learn that the production company that makes it, Coat Hanger, is it Coat Hanger Productions? Goal Hanger, not Coat Hanger. They make a whole bunch of podcasts called The Rest. They do The Rest is Politics, The Rest is Football, The Rest is Money, and The Rest is Entertainment.
Oh, my God.
I do listen to The Rest is Entertainment because that's featuring one of your favourite authors, the Thursday Murder Club fellow,
Richard Osman.
Yes. He's got his own podcast, love, and he does it with Marina. Also forgot her surname, who's a writer and journalist for The Guardian.
Oh, yes.
And they do some great behind-the-scenes stuff in the entertainment industry. It's really fascinating.
Well, that's it. Yeah. I mean, I'm busy for the next 20 years because there's, you know, the people that they get as well, you know, to do, to deliver this material, to explore these topics are, you know, they're interesting people in and of themselves, and they are interested. Interested in what they're talking about. I mean, Dominic has been leading the conversations on the First World War, and oh my, you know, like I'm slack jawed. I'm like, he's practically in the car with me. I'm like, go on, Dom, tell me more. It's just so exciting. So I'm just going to, the rest is for the rest of my life, I think. That's what I'm going to do.
I probably won't be listening to the rest of football, but the rest of politics is meant to be pretty good.
Ooh, gonna
and
give
the rest
that a go.
Of entertainment is very funny.
All right. Okay, so thank
good,
you
Ricky,
for that.
What's next on your culture
well,
list?
So as I'm going to segue here because so Dom and Tom from The Rest Is History have kind of really regenerated my library membership, so I'm reading more. And then this next thing is the show I went to see Stephen Fry.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, he went an hour over time and nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. He could have spoken for the next 15 hours. I might have needed a toilet break, but apart from that, I would have been glued. He was so charming, so warm, so lovable. And that man's brain is simply gargantuan. And just a treat, an absolute treat. He made me want to have more interesting parties, you know, just invite people round and, you know, serve them the drink of their choice. And then let's just talk. I went out in the interval and bought a book. I could have bought like 15 of his books because he's reimagining the classics as well, like, you know, the Odyssey and the Iliad. But just such, I mean, it blew Jez away. So I went with my husband, Jez, and he was just, it was the best thing I think he's seen for a long time because he just draws you in. He's so gossipy and delightful. And, you know, there's always that element of a little bit of a bitch, but who cares? Because he's, you know, the people he's bitching about generally deserve it. But, you know, just somebody you'd want to spend time with. He told so many stories about the royal family, like, you know, because he knows some of them. He spent time with them.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
We didn't already know.
Well, he told a great story about the Queen Mother, kind of chief of staff, I guess, her private secretary, rather. He knew him very well and would have lunch. And he told some great stories from inside the private rooms of the Queen Mother, who by all accounts was a bit of a card. He once had Prince Charles round for tea shortly after Christmas, about 12 years ago. He met Prince Charles at a thing, and Prince Charles said, may I come round for tea one time? And and he really did. Initially, Stephen Fry thought it was a hoax. He already had people over for Christmas. It just sounded wonderful. He had like 12 friends over, and I just thought, that is the kind of Christmas I want. And then Prince Charles came round with Lady Di. It was when they were still together, so it must have been longer than 12, maybe 25 years ago, rather, sorry. And just the way he can deliver a story, you feel like, you know, you just wanted to be a fly on the wall, and you were made to feel like in somebody's confidence that you really respected and admired, and it made me feel really special. The whole thing, I just felt special. I felt like this is a treat. This man's brain is such a gift. He said something very, very profound as well towards the end. So the second half, he took questions from the audience via a QR code that was plastered around. And the last question, so every show is different depending on the questions that get asked. And the last question was, you know, you've been very public about your mental health struggles. You know, have you got any messages for people out there who are undergoing similar struggles? And he spoke for about 20 minutes. He could have spoken for longer about how important it is for people to be able to get diagnosed when they are struggling. Because it's through diagnosis that you get to understand yourself and you get to understand how to navigate when times are tough. And he talked about it as being weather, you know, it like the weather. He said, when you, you know, you wouldn't tell somebody who goes out and it's raining, visibly raining, and it's raining on them. You wouldn't say to them, well, no, it's not raining. He said, so likewise, you should, you know, we should never minimise somebody else's mental health struggles. Neither should you minimise your own. If you know it's raining, it's raining, you know. And then he extended that analogy or that metaphor to say, like weather, it will pass. There will be different weather. But you can't control the weather. You know, you just have to, you can manage the weather. You can get a brolly. You can put a rain mac on. You can not go out, you know, but you can't control the weather, you know. So, and I found what he had to say very moving and very profound and really, really helpful. Yeah, just a real treat. So if I don't know where he's going to next, I know he's been to Auckland, he's done Australia, but if you get a chance to see him at any point in his life, go and see him. It will be the best warm hug of entertainment you'll ever get.
Wow. Wow.
And I've gone on too long.
For the raconteur of the century.
Definitely. Oh, he's such a trooper. Look, can I just tell you the last thing?
Yeah.
Conclave, the film with Ranulph Fiennes. Went to see it as part of the Irish and British Film Festival. It's about an imaginary conclave for the voting in of a new pope. One of the best films I think I've ever seen. Every single frame is
ever.
A work of art. I think
it's a
ever
big
seen.
Call. Ever.
Ever. Honestly, wow. I wanted to watch it all again from the moment it finished. The dialogue, the acting, Ranulph Fiennes is in a golden period right now. That man can do no wrong. The colour, the sound production of it was just exquisite. The dialogue, the acting, Stanley Tucci, is that his name? Is it Stanley Tucci? No, what's his name? Tucci.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Ranulph Fiennes was just the best twist at the end, which I've read the book and I've forgotten all about it, so that was good.
Ralph Fiennes or Ranulph?
Oh.
Ralph, isn't it?
Is it Ralph? Ralph
yeah.
Fiennes.
Ranulph is his uncle or his cousin or something.
Sugar, that's right. Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph.
Just brilliant. It's coming back out again for general release in January.
Oh, great.
We have to go and see it, and I'm not moving until the entire run of the film is done. It's just exquisite, exquisite
wow.
filmmaking. Yep. I shut
wow,
up now.
Wow, wow.
Oh, my God, sorry. I had to get that off my chest. I've been dying
incredible.
To tell you.
Yeah, it's what a triad of wonderfulness.
Absolutely.
That you've immersed yourself in this week.
I have. I feel, and it will keep me going. If nothing else happens to me for the next 6 months, I will look back on this past 7 to 10 days as something I can continue to draw from.
Okay.
What should we do now?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to anyone who's joining the hikoi that is making its way down the Motu at the moment, and there is a separate kind of mini hikoi, as they say, going in the Wairarapa, and anyone else who wants to, it's not kind of connected to the main one because that's going down the other side of the North Island.
Yeah.
But, you can have a look on Facebook, and it is stopping in all the main towns in the Wairarapa.
Okay.
So Masterton, Carterton, Papawai, Featherston, and I think Martinborough, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I don't think it is Martinborough. I think it finishes at Papawai. But people are welcome to there's a on page 2 of the Times Age today. I did an interview with Wairaka Collings, who's one of the movers and the shakers. What a woman.
Yes. Very brilliant. Oh, yeah. You know all about it, then.
Oh, no, it's you carry on. I just wanted to say I don't think it's Martinborough, but I think...
No, you're right, it isn't.
Yeah, and it leaves from Te Oriori Marae on Monday at about 8:30, I think. Yeah.
Very
exciting.
And making its way down to through Carterton, yes, and Wairarapa, and so expect delays and the police and Māori wardens, the NZTA and all the councils are aware. So,
oh, that's great.
This is a great thing to be part of.
And, yes.
I've got my sign and I talk to Te Tiriti, so hope to see you there.
Yes, totally. I'm going to be there too in my capacity. As a journalist taking photos, because I think it will be our front page on Tuesday, because I'm the editor Monday to Wednesday.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I'll get a thing in there about fruit rescue then while the going's good.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yes. What a great idea, Katie. We'll have an offline chat about fruit rescue and then we can make that into a story.
Lovely.
Oh, you've gone. Hey, Katie, we've got to leave in a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
can you hear me?
The line's gone weird. Have you moved about? Oh, she's gone.
No, hang on. Can you hear me now?
No, you're still a little bit Dalek-y. Are you there? Oh, it's such a shame. I blame Elon Musk.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, but
can
you're...
Can you hear me now?
No, you're still... I can hear you just. Shall we say goodbye?
Okay. I will say goodbye. There's cloud cover coming
from
the immigration and
maybe
my signal.
Okay. Oh, got about one word in ten there.
Bye.
Love you, darling. See you at the weekend. That was Katie. I'm going to say goodbye to her now. I'm going to just cut her off. Bye, Kai, Katie. Thanks for joining us, Etifano. That was a lovely show. Always great to be here. I'm sorry that sometimes we don't get here, but it's always well worth it when we do. Well, for me and Katie, at least. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. You can catch this on Spotify, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks. This also gets repeated on www.arrowfm.co.nz. You can check out all the wonderful shows on this incredible radio station, which is here for you, Warapa. It's here for you. So if you want to do a radio show, come in and speak to Michael and Veronica and make that happen. All right. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay happy. See you on the Hikoi and see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye.